why you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why are we doing?
Today, folks, believe it or not, yes, you could believe your ears. We're here today on this Saturday program of Rick Adams Uncensored, February 11th, 2017. And we're here by design, folks. God's handiwork. You know, as I'm reading through the book of Exodus, going through the old covenant again, I'm discovering so many new parallels and types in the Bible. And, of course, one of them is Moses, who, as you probably know, was picked up as a little lad from the river. And his name, Moses, means taken out of the water. And he was, we know, the lawgiver from God. And, you know, he was tested and tried and suffered a period of probation. And, you know, all of that was for his own good and for our own good today. I'm reading about this bad Pharaoh in Egypt, and there were some bad ones. There were some pretty, pretty bad ones, but there were also some good pharaohs, and this guy was a pretty bad pharaoh, and he, of course, was to be witnessed to by the power of God through Moses and Aaron, you know? And Moses was saying to God, Lord, I'm not a great speaker. I'm not a great communicator. I don't do a talk show, you know. I don't do a television program. But, you know, what can I possibly do for you? And God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you the words, not from you, but from me. And you will speak as I tell you to speak. And that's what happened, of course. And we look at the new covenant and we look at the time of witness and trial and persecution, you know, when they deliver you up to Satan in Jerusalem and that day that's coming. And again, you know, you may not be a good communicator if you're one of God's chosen to speak. You don't have to be. It's not going to be you who's speaking. It's going to be him who's speaking through the Holy Spirit. So that's just one example of how God used Moses and Aaron to witness against the cruelty of the Pharaoh, who hardened his heart by God's hand. He hardened his heart against the Israelite people. And then in the book of Matthew, in chapter 25, we read the words of Jesus himself talking about the kingdom of heaven and how it will be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps with them, but five of them didn't take any oil. You know, they went out to meet the bridegroom. Five were foolish. They didn't have any oil when they needed it. The other five took the oil with them, the works. And they were there. They were ready to see their bridegroom when he appeared. And that is a lesson for today, you know. And how many of us really are prepared? You know, it does make it very clear that, you know, we tend to be lax in our attitude, all of us. You know, well, he hasn't come yet. Well, things are still going on. Well, it may be 40, 50 more years and so on and so forth. Well, you know, it does tell us, in the words of Christ himself, that you don't want to become sleepy and fall asleep waiting for me to come. Because if you do fall asleep on the job, the next verse in chapter 25 of Matthew, chapter verse 6, he just says, verse 7, he says that all of these virgins came to him, and the five that were foolish said unto him, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. And they said, no, no, sorry, there may not be enough for us. Instead, you have to go and look for yourselves. But Christ says when he comes, sorry, I never knew you. I never knew you. I don't see your name here. I don't see the light of the candles. I don't see the candlestick shining, the lamp. So today, as we grow sometimes weary of what's going on around us and the zigs and the zags, that we look at how this beast system is progressing, and yet sometimes we fall asleep at the switch. We tend not to think that this is going to end. It's just going to go on and on and on. We tend to fall into a dangerous path where we could drift away and drift off from God and drift off from the role that we all have with us today. And, you know, part of that thing is exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, wherever they may be, especially in high places. And that is the first hour of today's program with one of my candlelighters, and that is Art from Philly's back again. Hello, Art.
Thank you for taking my call. I was, when you mentioned that, I would mention that we have the upcoming St. Valentine's Day. Yes. Let's remember the infamous St. Valentine's Massacre, mm-hmm. and one of the infamous characters of there. Not Capone, but Moses Annenberg, mm-hmm. who covered for him. So shortly mm-hmm. after that happened, after St. Valentine's, they had the meeting in Atlantic City, which we see a TV series, HBO, called Boardwalk Empire, where Nucky Johnson, the mayor of Atlantic City, allowed the National Crime Syndicate to establish itself there. And one of the key players there was Moses Annenberg. And his legacy...
Yeah, father and son, the Annenberg team, you know, in your area, your neck of the woods in Pennsylvania, certainly have a long legacy, you know, of buying people, buying media, and controlling politicians, what we saw with the Nixon administration and so forth. Yeah, it is quite a road that if you go back to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, you will see how this thing evolved over all this period of time.
Correct. And if you when you talk about the media, it was none other than Cord Meyer of the CIA, who worked very closely in a program called Operation Mockingbird with Walter Annenberg, and now obviously his daughter, the granddaughter, mm-hmm. Wallace Annenberg, is involved with this already, in controlling the U.S. media. And what do they own? One thing they own that we all listen to is public broadcasting stations, PBS. Mm-hmm. It's so nice that our taxpayer dollars are being used to support the Chicago Syndicate, the Cosa Nostra section of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so don't worry, Donald Trump's going to build a wall around it so it can't get out.
right. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Sure, exactly. You know, that's true. What you just said is so true. We got to remind ourselves of that. Really, what has changed, essentially, in the last 3 weeks or so, when you think about it, you know, we've had some ups, we've had some high notes, of course. No one will deny that, except the other end of the spectrum. And nevertheless, we're looking at the zig and the zag. And, you know, when you have a road with bumps in it, you tend to go around them one way or another way. But, you know, you're still on that road to destruction. And that's the point that we try to make every week, is that get off the road. It's a dead end. There's a cliff at the end, and there's no guardrail, you know, and you're going to go over it. That's all we try to do here as gatekeepers, right?
And your point is well taken. When you hear Putin say, prepare for war, and we see all the conflicts going on in the Ukraine and NATO building up right up against the border of Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, it's more precarious than people think. I see if we don't back this off, we're ready to go into another Cuban Missile Crisis, and who knows how it's going to come out.
You know, I have a clip from Franchini, I believe, today, Gary Franchi, who said exactly that you probably, you know, listened to yourself, and we'll play that in a few minutes or so, and just food for thought. You know, it's basically just for thinking about what can evolve while we're all preoccupied now with winter and, oh, my goodness, we're preoccupied with Mr. Michael Flynn and his games and jokes and Sean Spicer and the rest of them, whether he's going to stay or go next week or not. You know, the reality is that, as you said, there is nothing new under the sun. So what was being planned under Obama is being carried out now with the neocons in this administration, and it may even be more precarious, actually, the road we're going down. So We will continue to see that. But you're right, on the international scene, the meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, all of these are signals that I find quite interesting, you know? I find them interesting. What are your thoughts about the strategies involved here on the international front right now?
I would say that in this respect, Trump has stirred things up. With respect to Afghanistan, the longest war in American history, he's asking to put more troops there. So what we did to the Russians in Afghanistan, we turned it into their Vietnam. It's now our Vietnam. And it goes back to what Aaron Russo said, freedom of fascism, when he was talking to the Rockefeller interests about they were going to get us into a war and have us continue there while they basically financially rape us. So we're seeing the actual rape of our economy through the Rothschild banking interests, through the continuation of this war in Afghanistan, and that basically keeps us prepped up for following the Yinan plan to basically be the, how would you say, the war machine for the Israeli greater plans to expand the state of Israel, which was set up by the United States through President Truman, who was definitely tied in directly through the guy who ran Ready Mix Concrete back to the Chicago Syndicate gangsters. So it is an American problem. And since we ignored or didn't properly deal with organized crime through the Capone era, they formed the State of Israel, and we're suffering the consequences right now. That's how I see it.
That's the evil fig tree Jesus spoke of in that generation. You know, also the question that you have raised many times on these programs, Art, is significant now with this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, which is not granting Mr. Trump any leeway in this area with this stupid proposal to begin with. I think, again, it was the strategists and the Bannon group that advised him to do it, with blowback coming our way in many ways. But the fact of the matter is that what is behind all of this ultimately is money. Following the money trail, and that it means H-1B-1 workers, okay? Now, that's something you are very well familiar with, the H-1B-1 visas. And how is that playing into this whole mix? That is the real, I believe, core of the opposition to his ruling, to that is the executive order that was signed by Trump several weeks ago. What are your thoughts now how this is playing out, the H-1B-1 crisis?
I would agree with you. Basically, the one thing people are saying, hooray, the Ninth Court of Appeal won. Well, what did they win? They won the ability to destroy 60,000 American jobs and replace it with immigration labor. That's a great victory. Did you hear that any place in the media, what really is going on? Okay,
absolutely not.
Right. The other part of it is we were talking about last week about mergers and acquisitions going back to the Reagan era. This is being used by the globalists, and their tool is, first of all, to replace American labor with immigration labor, use the mergers and acquisitions to destroy the American economy, especially in small business and mid-sized businesses, and consolidate it so the globalists, Zionists, Bolsheviks have control of the U.S. economy. And it's happening gradually, day by day. That's what I see. And this immigration is their tool to be able to get away with it. Mm-hmm. Without that immigration, their whole ball of wax would collapse like a house of cards.
So really, we have been set back. We haven't gained anything as a nation by these executive orders. And I would say they're not mistakes. These are things that people in these positions take the heat for, like Trump or Obama. But who are the key people, the policymakers behind the scenes that are orchestrating these events? And it isn't Donald Trump, and it's not Obama, and it's not Baby Bush, heaven forbid. We know that. We saw that on 9/11. It's the people who are orchestrating these events. And you look at Bannon and you look at Breitbart, you look at who is behind them and what kind of so-called conservative voice they have been. Ultimately, I would say, it's clear they've been nothing but a Cosa Nostra type of conservatism. It's a Cosa Nostra conservative. It's not a true right-wing or conservative, if you will, position to take. You know, it's like the old classical liberalism that has been bastardized, you know, into neo-liberalism, neoconservatism. So labels don't mean a thing. Just look at what they do. Look at their substance. This group that brought Trump, okay, and all of the minutia of the baggage with him, They were doing the work, in my humble opinion, of the same cabal that put in Barack Obama out of nowhere. They did the same thing with the Bush family. They did the same thing with Jimmy Carter after the debacle of Nixon. And then we had 8 years of Reagan, and that, too, was another sleeping disaster. While Reagan was sleeping, things were happening, you know? And just look at Betsy DeVos now. She's getting all kinds of opposition, even though she's been confirmed by the Senate to be the head of this department. Now, this is the department that Reagan was going to abolish. You remember that? He right. was coming in to do away with that, and he was going to do away with the Department of Energy, which came in through Congress under Jimmy Carter. And did they get abolished? No. Obviously, no. Now we have a conservative traditionalist named DeVos, who is going to be ruling over this gargantuan department, handling billions of dollars each and every year. And it's not getting smaller. It's not going away. It just grows and grows and grows. So you see, this is the conservative. Okay, now picture in front of you, folks, a graph. And you see the word conservative. And you see right wing. And you see it drifting further and further over to the left. Where's the left now? The left is not even on the charts anymore. Now right. you have conservatism moving over to the left. And like Martin Luther King and civil rights, all of a sudden these become... these become appendages of what a conservative is supposed to be, defending group rights, group privileges over individual rights, and defending the Department of Education over a less government and no government where the Constitution doesn't authorize. So what have we, you know, what have we gained? So we put a conservative in as head of Social Security, or we put him in as agriculture head or State Department. In reality, we still got the same old mechanism going down that road as I just described you, okay? That's all. That's all that's changed. Nothing else.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you. But we'll see. I mean, in one respect, the people actually rose up, and he is being somewhat responsive to the demands of the people. But also realize, as you just said, he's also being strongly influenced. He said he was going to drain the swamp, but what he actually did is he hired the swamp. So...
I think he jumped into the swamp.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. I mean, you can't drain it from within. You got to get out. And then there's a lot of people now are talking about how he's already sold out. That is, Trump on the international scene, because we were just alluding to Russia and NATO and the presence growing there. And now we see about this. This latest move is under Trump. There's a massive, massive weapons package that is going all over the world. I mean, Bahrain comes to mind, okay? The nation of Bahrain, which is a very small, oil-rich Arab country, and it's strategically located in the Persian Gulf. And that, of course, is the home to what? The U.S. Fifth Fleet. And guess what happens to be going on there? Why, of course, that's the home of the Central Command in the Persian Gulf. Now, there's a buildup in the Persian Gulf. And rather than de-escalating tensions with Iran and with Russia, of course, tensions are being, escalated. So right. all of this talk about we're going to get back to America first. Now I know what Mr. Krauthammer, one of the worst of the worst of the Yiddish neocons meant when he says his idea of America first isn't Charlie Lindbergh's idea of America first, which means stay out of foreign affairs, mind your own business, and have a strong military for defense, not offense. Eh? Now the neocons are very happy all of a sudden.
Correct. And it's going to be
all right. Time for a break. I'm sorry, Art. We'll get your view. Hold that thought. We'll get your view on what I just said, and we've welcomed people to join in, folks. We got more to come. Rick Adams Uncensored here on Republic.
You You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We're back now with Art from Philly. Rick Adams here on Republic. Art, what did you have to say about my referencing here to the last story, what's going on in the Persian Gulf, Bahrain, and so forth?
I think the only way we're going to do anything about it is everybody has to be calling up Congress, your Congress representatives and the senators, and let them know that you don't support it. That's the best we can do. And also, get if you get chances to get out to the media, get your word out. For instance, when they, I guess going back 5 years ago, they wanted, during the Obama administration, they wanted to go to war with Syria. And I talked to several people in Congress, and they says 99% of the people calling up were telling them to get stay the heck out of Syria. But they did it anyhow. But that's the very least we need to let them know, is they don't have the support of the American people to go into these useless wars and waste our troops and our resources in an effort that doesn't really help benefit America.
And also, as far as the Krauthammers and the neocons, you know, they have this sadistic glee when they talk about what they see as an opportunity under Trump. Do you see the little worm, the serpent there on the ground with these characters from the so-called neocon Trotskyite, so-called right wing?
Yeah, if you look at who we hire, sure, you definitely see it. And the question is, how do we get that? It's the same, you know, as an example, look at Stephen Wynn he hired to basically be in charge of the fundraising for the 2018 Republican, you know, financial, you know, re-election campaigns. Stephen Wynn's one of the major players at the Likud, close ally with Sheldon Adelson. You know, if you want to look at who was behind 9/11, And his name comes right up there with Sheldon Adelson. It's like there's the old article from EIR called "Illegal Funding the Likud." You want to see who actually did it? You can, he hit up on, basically the Bush family when they're running for president against him about 9/11, and here he hires one of the criminals involved with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, there's nothing new under the sun. All right, let's see if we can hear the audio now of that clip interview with Gary Franke, and it has to do with an interview about Putin making a bad move at this particular time. Okay, let's hear it, Sam.
Well, Vladimir Putin now making a bad move. It could cost him everything, my friends. This is it. Jeff Newcomb for Western Journalism reports that Russia's defense minister declared on Tuesday that President Vladimir Putin has ordered his Air Force to, quote, prepare for a time of war. Yes, that is a direct quote. They write here that the declaration comes as the political waters near the Russian border have been rapidly approaching a boiling point, with thousands of NATO troops amassing close to the border with Russia as part of the largest buildup of Western troops neighboring Moscow's sphere of influence since the Cold War. We've been following these troop movements for some time. The initial reports of these troops moving in started last year, and now they're finally getting settled in the Baltics. The excuse for the NATO troop buildup: Russian aggression. They're concerned because of actions in Crimea and Ukraine that Vladimir Putin has intentions to take back the Baltic states. They write here, the tensions in the region have been high since Putin overran Crimea from Ukraine in a move condemned by the United Nations. They state here that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Putin has ordered the armed forces to conduct a snap check, a real-time assessment of the rapid deployment capabilities, as well as checking whether agencies and troops are ready for battle. The same order will ensure that systems are ready to fight, according to the TASS news agency. They quote here, special attention should be paid to combat alert deployment of air defense systems for a time of war and air groupings' readiness to repel the aggression. They write here that Trump has condemned Russia's military campaigns while simultaneously absorbing criticism for his perceived amicable relationship with Putin.
All right, right there. Now, that's an interesting place to stop. What are your thoughts on this clip, Art?
Well, one thing to remember, it does the bankers do quite well with this. He's got both the Russians and the American and NATO basically spending their money of their economies, bleaching and bones dry, for a military buildup. The other thing is, I think it's basically one stage below, it's evolving to become one stage below another Cuban Missile Crisis, is what I see.
You can see the handwriting on the wall here is the Rothschilds orchestrating this Third World War scenario again.
Right.
I think we got a break now. All right, let's take the break, and we shall return, and more to come. We'll see what Assad may have to say, too, about this. Come right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get Too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back with Art. And Art, any reaction before the break to what I had just said?
I would say let's go on here. I think the video clip you just played pretty much summarizes what's going on quite well.
Now, there's also a clip, with Assad, President Assad in Syria, in which he, this has not made news, of course, but it is Michael Isikoff's site, in which, he has Assad being interviewed and translated from Arabic, saying that as far as he is concerned, he cannot guarantee that any of the people who might come into the United States as so-called refugees will not be terrorists. He himself is warning Mr. Trump with such words. He said, you can find them all over. You can find them, and you can find the reports on the net. And I know, in so many words, he's saying that this is what I have to deal with in my country. We have terrorists. And who is financing most of these terrorists now? Well, we're doing it. The United States is actually backing them, supplying them through Turkey, through NATO, with shipments and getting their shipments of oil in return. So you see this cat and mouse hoax that is being played on the whole world by this this operation of the synagogue of Satan. I mean, if it wasn't really so tragic, Art, it would be a laugh. Say, you know, it's all James Bondian sort of stuff, you know?
It's so unfortunate. I mean, millions of people's lives are at threat and have been severely harmed by what's going on in the Middle East. Also add in Saudi Arabia and the Mossad there, because they're also a big player in what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. You know, I'm thinking about all the people where I live, where you live, and particularly I can testify that what we've had in this state with this first female governor of this state in this nation, Gina Raimondo, is totally a new age governor. She is part of this cabal that rules the earth worshippers, you know, Hug the Tree, Friends of the Earth, the Wilderness Society, all of them coming together in this coalition that I've alluded to many times in the books by Constance Cumby, talking about this Rainbow Coalition and how she, in particular, has proposed one new tax revenue base after another after squandering all of the tax money that the state has garnered in on programs and sellouts that have nothing to do with legitimate state government. Meanwhile, people, many of them, some of them don't deserve it because they may very well be illegals, but most of the people waiting in line because of a computer system malfunction have been waiting since December to get SNAP assistance, food stamp assistance programs. They've been waiting for their coverage and health care and so forth, and the military industrial complex continues to grow and grow and grow, and these arms merchants are enriching themselves. And the worst of it is, Art, it's not even paid for. I mean, it's borrowed money, going back to post 9/11, $5 trillion. And who are we paying the principal and the interest to? Can you guess?
The Federal Reserve Bank, the Rothschilds. And,
oh, wow. There you go. You hit it on the head. You just did it. Right. And this is why people are getting what, unfortunately, our society deserves, because they're not aware of who their God is. They're not worshiping the true God, and they're not obeying. And in return, they're getting what they deserve. I mean, this gap is growing. The rich and the poor and the middle class is all squeezed out, my friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the two biggest players in the U.S. that I've identified, Brother Nathaniel named them, one was Jamie Dimon of Chase Manhattan Bank, J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. the Rothschild arm, and Goldman Sachs. There's a third person, I think it was the Bank of Italy, which was talked about in the past tied in with Bank of America. So that would be the boys above Brian Monahan, who's one of the chief executives for the bank. And that actually goes back to the Brofman crime family. I meant to say the Bonanno crime family, who said that they rose to power in the U.S. through their influence and control of Bank of America, which is that Italian bank we're talking about, which is probably directly tied into the Vatican Bank. I haven't traced it back that far, but I'll bet you that link is there.
Well, you know, again, you're opening up a scandal of scandalous proportions when you mention the Vatican Bank. That has all been forgotten for the most part, just like the savings and loans debacle of the 1980s. And who was one of the Keating Five? You remember the name? Yeah. Senator?
McCain.
You got it. You won the prize today.
Right. And also a big player in it, it's still around here, is the Sterling Bank, okay, which mm-hmm. was directly connected to Meyer Lansky. And the mm-hmm. Israeli, I think it's the Israel Discount Bank, which was owned by Matthew Brofman, who's the nephew of the late Edgar Brofman Sr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And we have the number two, what's his name, the number two guy at the Federal Reserve now, just came to us this past year from the Central Bank of Israel. Isn't that amazing? I forget his name, but, you know, he's one of many, many of that lineage that we speak of. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you look at the currency of Israel that they have the Rothschilds right on it. I mean, how much more in the face could it be? They owe their power. He rose the power through the Chicago Syndicate and through the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, that's how they rose to power.
Which Netanyahu admitted was a creation of the synagogue of Satan himself, he admitted, in 1913.
Right, he was at the dedication for the Holocaust Center in Philadelphia, right across from Independence Mall, on the south side facing the Delaware River. And back around 89, he basically was introduced by his friend that he grew up with, Stephen Friedman, or Duane Morris, okay, which is one of the founders of the Philadelphia chapter of the mob-controlled Republican Jewish Coalition. And he says there was our people, in reference to Jacob Schiff, set up the Federal Reserve Bank, we set up the Internal Revenue Service, and we set up in IBRIS, the Anti-Defamation League. Mm-hmm. Right from Netanyahu's mouth, he said it was our forefathers who did that. And that goes right back to Jacob Schiff.
It's known as the Israeli Revenue Service now.
Right, right.
And then down the road, 1920, 7 years later, they actually indirectly set up the ACLU. Roger Baldwin was, the key architect of the ACLU, which was the legal arm of the B'nai B'rith and Company. And he admitted right from the get-go, he said, what are we working for? Socialism. We're working for socialism, statism, government control of people. That is American civil liberty? Hello?
Right.
Here is Aesopian, you know?
And Jacob Schiff also said was one of the founders of the National Association for Colored People. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then you hear in the Jewish community how they helped the black community. In some ways, I think what they did is they rode on the coattails of the social movement of the black community to their detriment to basically enrich themselves. If you look, for instance, the minority contracts with the government's have, you know, Section 80 certification, who really is making all the money? That's an example. Look at the Homeland Security contracts when they set that up. It's all going out to small business, a lot of black minority companies. Within a year later, they're all basically bought out and owned by the Carlyle Group, okay? Which was also part of Bush was in it until he got kicked out. Mr. Rubenstein, who also bought out one of the original companies of the Magna Carta. Okay, so this is where we see how these hedge funds, through the mergers and acquisitions, are using the minority contracting situation to basically put out, disallow American small business to compete on those contracts, and then they're basically using the weaker minority black communities to set them up for small businesses as a front company so they can take them over and then get control of the government contracts. Bingo.
You got it. And, you know, I had a laugh a couple of moments ago when you mentioned the forces behind the NAACP, and there's one of the latest videos up by Nathaniel Kapner. It talks about that and how they are the largest faction of racists in the entire world system. And what I used to say, I've said it on this program, the words they use for Obama in Israel, you know, it was a clip that was briefly on some of the news segments of the so-called Israelis referring to Mr. Obama as a Schwarzer boy, which is an uncomplimentary word for blacks, and it's the N-word, you know. And that's exactly what they think of that race. Now, why would they, on the one hand, set up this NAACP at a time of, you know, horrific violence in these southern cities and these lynchings and so forth, when in fact these key individuals themselves, even the ADL types who set up their tolerance group, in fact think of blacks as Schwarzes. Isn't that... These are questions that you should ask yourself. You see, people don't think, and they don't think to ask these questions now, do they?
Right. And if you want to know who basically ruined the black community, you can look at the likes of, for instance, Arlen Specter, who set up the Violence Against Women Act, which was one of the major reasons they ripped apart the families through family court in the black communities, destroying the fathers there, setting up the welfare system under that mass murderer, LBJ, after his assassination of Kennedy, and also what he did in Southeast Asia. And you can, and then who outsourced all the jobs, okay? As an example, look at in Philadelphia, for instance, they had a big industry of textile industries. Who took all that industry out of there, destroying the economy of the black community and putting it into Asia? It wasn't Whitey who did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, you mentioned
it's like,
that, Alt. Yeah, go ahead,
right.
Finish.
And then basically the black community, some of them, not all of them, some are smarter, But some were actually saying, oh, we got to work with these guys. You work with these guys. These are the reason you're in the economic plight that you are in right now. And they're doing it now. They're just moving up the food chain and going to the white community. They're just, the black community was easier to attack. So
well,
they plan to enslave everybody.
You mentioned the 1980s era. I'm thinking of, you know, when you talk about who destroyed what was left of the black community following the riots and so forth, which were engineered by people in that same camp, you know, with Dr. King and the Folk Highlander School training sessions they had in Tennessee, how to engage in creating violence and then move on, you know. What about Jesse Jackson? And Operation Push, that was part of that Rainbow Coalition of which Constance Cumby speaks, you see?
Right. I'll just say this right now. As an example, a lot of minority black contracts are getting, you know, government contracts at all different levels. And what are they hiring? They're hiring H-1B visa immigration labor.
Right.
So you get a minority contract to basically take American jobs and train foreign labor. Where's your social responsibility to train the black community and get them back to work?
I guess that all goes down the chute, huh?
Unfortunately, it's...
Now, you see, the ultimate goal of this, Art, because, you know, you understand and most of our listeners understand, what is the ultimate goal? Is it to help advance the minority community, to help bring in this multi-cultural, diverse America that they speak of while their own state in the Middle East is an exclusivist, supremacist state? No, the ultimate goal is to destroy the children of and the progeny of Jacob Israel, true Israel, you see, the white Adamic Caucasian people. And that represents America today. That is what is the driving force behind all of the affirmative action programs of the 70s and 80s. All of these programs of, well, in the school system, it started out with the Fletcher School and humanism and the humanist agenda and all this business of sensitivity training and then no place for hate and tolerance. It evolved into that. And what has it produced? Look at the schools. Look at the system. Now, they say the schools are so bad, so we've got to come along and offer charter schools so we can make them better. And guess who benefits again? Who are the key funders? Who are the key owners of the school systems, huh?
Right, exactly. It's basically, you have less than 70 people of the world owning half the wealth of the entire planet. Well, that's what the goal is, and the charter schools is another way to do it. Go in there and privatize every school on the planet and basically have the taxpayers of the community pay the globalists rather than investing in their local community. So what will they do once they get the charter schools in there? Oh, we got a severe shortage of American teachers, even though there's we have way too many teachers right now coming out. So we got to bring in immigration. H-1B visa, reason why? You cut the labor costs in half, and you basically cause your profits for owning those companies to go up through the ceiling. And then because you're a property owner, because it's a private company, what say do you have? The only say you have is, hey, you don't like it, well, you're not paying your taxes, we're going to foreclose on you.
Pretty good deal, wouldn't you say?
That's a really good deal for
such a deal.
Criminal.
All right,
yes.
Let's take a call here from Johnny in New York right now. Hello, Johnny, come on up. Johnny?
Yeah,
Johnny. Johnny, are you here?
Yeah, can you hear me, buddy?
Sure we can. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, you know, first of all, thanks for the show today, but let me quote the Bible first. You are lustful of the father of the devil, and the lust of the father you will do, with the murder from the beginning, and you abode not in the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, good conversation going on here, and you're talking about Stanley Fisher. You know, the Jew from Israel.
Stanley Fisher, that's his name. Thank you.
And, well, of course, you have Janet Yellen. So we have two Jews, Zionist Jews, running the Federal Reserve.
And we got Jack Lew leaving. Are we going to have Steve Mnuchin, or is he just too much manure to put in now?
You know, Trump is filling the swamp with these other people that are just as bad, you know? I thought he was supposed to drain the swamp. But, you know, you're talking about this black white divide that they got going on, and you know, the reality is that the white race has little to do with the slave trade that took place when the black ancestry was taken away from Africa and sold them into bondage into the New World. The crime was not committed by white Europeans, but by Jews who engaged in this transatlantic commerce between the Old World Americans, where they hoped to
establish the
New
Jerusalem. That's a good point, yes.
You know, and basically what they're doing is their way of exploiting all the races who are not members of the tribe of the chosen people. And in their efforts to accomplish that goal, the white race has been hoodwinked and manipulated as unsuspecting pawns as much as the black race has been. You know, so there's so much manipulation going on. You know, black people have been purposely misled by the Jewish people in the previous centuries who built their fortunes on this transatlantic slave trade, who continue to manipulate and exploit both the black and the whites today.
Yes. No, you said it well. And Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, The Synagogue of Satan, people can listen to his great programs up on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. You know, he's documented that and the slave trade.
You know, it's incredible. I have that book at home, and these people, these communist leaders, the Trotskys, the Lenins, the Stalins, were nothing but white men for the Rothschilds, like you had said.
Amen. That's right. You got it right. Johnny, good to hear from you. Thanks for your call. We got a break, though. We'll come right back with Art.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And we're back now. Good to hear from Johnny in New York. It's been a long time. We're back with Art, and we're just mulling over all of these different issues facing America today in this 21st century
of turmoil and rapid change of governments. So we're seeing with Sean Spicer, and we're seeing people who are front men, you know, Kellyanne Conway and so forth, as putting their heads on the chopping block. And, you know, it went back to Nixon in that era. And you remember Ron Ziegler and people of that sort, you know, who were there longer than Nixon, some of them. And, of course, Henry Kissinger was the chief architect of our treasonous policies in Southeast Asia. And what do you expect from a guy who was a double agent in the OSS in World War II? And that was documented by Frank Capel. Frank Capel was a New York investigator. He was a district attorney. He wrote a book about Henry Kissinger, Soviet agent. It was disseminated to every member of Congress, every major media outlet, art, and you know what they did with it? Nothing.
They ignored it? Right.
They totally ignored it.
And remember that it was Walter Annenberg who dictated to Nixon that Henry Kissinger would be part of his cabinet at his estate in Rancho Mirage in near Palm Springs, California. And also, to this day, Walter Annenberg's daughter, Wallace Annenberg, has says that her aunt, Rose Dunkelman, was the founder of Zionist Organization of Canada, and that her aunt's husband was one of the people that supported the foundation of the State of Israel. And she said, right on her own video, in No Place for Corruption, "I am a Zionist. I stand for this." And she's the major player behind these charter schools, as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So you see the direct connections through the Chicago Syndicate, the Moses Annenberg, the St. Valentine's Massacre, Walter Annenberg, and his daughter, to Henry Kissinger.
Yeah. Hey, isn't he still alive, Kissinger, now, at 108 or something like that?
Unfortunately.
I guess all those what are they called, fun times that he has with those Filipino boys in the Philippines and elsewhere, I guess they've kept him pretty young at heart, I guess, huh? That's what they say anyway. But, you know, you're dealing with the what we call, or others call, the elite of society. Right. You know, Lindsay Williams likes to toss around the world of the word elite, and, you know, it's funny because that they are elitist, they are supremacist and racist, and they, you know, David Rockefeller himself once boasted that in one of his several books that he could thank his friends in the media for letting them get away with what they get away with, and he, I guess, acknowledged it in a public way with a public thank you for basically not telling anybody the truth, and that's their job. The media are not in the business of revealing truth, major substantial truth. If they were, you know what would happen. I mean, when, look, Ted Turner was a classic example of that, and he was a goy, and a Shabbat goy, and he had to sell out. Basically, he was bankrupted from within with CNN originally in 1980s, as you probably recall, in the 90s. That was it. Can you stay a few minutes, Art, because we want to take another call or two? And if you can, hold over the break, all right? Okay, we'll be back, folks, and we have another special report coming up to you about General MacArthur and what Americanism really was meant to be. Come right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.